This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for June 14th, 2021. The story we're covering today is Deutsche Bank issuing a report saying that it expects inflation to roar back very significantly and cause lots of stress on world economies, particularly in the world's most vulnerable. The Deutsche Bank position is at the moment not the majority position on Wall Street, but it's being watched closely. And even more what's being watched closely is the Fed meetings this week, where they'll have to sort of discern what they're going to do on interest rates and bond buying, given the backdrop of the highest inflation report in 15 years. And here are a few points on these discussions. One, the Fed has said that it will go slow in raising interest rates until it has seen sustained inflation plus higher minority employment. Currently, minority employment is not quite double Caucasian employment, but Black unemployment is about 9%, white unemployment is about 5.5%, Latino employment is in the 7s. And these numbers are issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they're important only because the Fed has increasingly said they're going to look at those kinds of numbers in deciding how bad inflation is. The second point is many on Wall Street, plus the Fed, has said that much of the inflationary pressures is temporary and that will soften as employees go back to work and more. The thought of one of the leaders from Goldman Sachs was that inflation on labor will reduce as federal and state unemployment benefits are taken away and employees are forced to go back to work, that this will soften the shortages of labor and lead to softening inflation. And again, this month's inflationary reading was the worst, the highest in 15 years. The third point is the Fed now holds nearly $8 trillion in U.S. debt. This is really a remarkable amount. This has led to softening greatly in the increases in 10-year treasury yield, and it's also led to a temporary and artificially huge demand for U.S. treasuries. You essentially have the U.S. Fed buying notes that the U.S. Treasury is issuing or notes that are on the market. This creates an artificial demand for U.S. treasuries, which leaves interest rates and the cost of U.S. treasuries lower. But essentially, you really have one arm of the U.S. buying debt from another arm of the U.S., where traditionally that debt was held by China, who has a huge surplus, and a lot of other countries, and that had, you know, where there was a lot of demand for the debt, and because there was a lot of outside demand for the debt, but not such a crazy amount of artificially produced demand for the debt, interest rates were higher than the 1.4 to 1.5% they are now. Deutsche Bank has expressed a position that ultimately these efforts will result in serious inflation and great harm. At present, the read on Wall Street is somewhere in between. People aren't really sure. Yes, we've had huge inflation readings. We're seeing inflationary readings in labor, in oil, and in a number of different areas, but it's still not clear as to whether this is going to be consistent and so forth or temporary. Obviously, housing prices have also gone up tremendously in the last year, too. The 10-year treasury yield remains about 1.45% today, and the Fed meets this week. And people are watching closely to see what Jerome Powell says and the Fed says about interest rates. This past month is the first month where the Fed agreed that they're going to stop buying corporate bonds. They had bought about a lot of corporate bonds, nowhere near the kind of federal bonds they're buying to help support corporate lending and corporate bond issuances, and they've stopped that. The next stake might be reduction in the amount the bonds are buying on the federal level. The challenge you have, if they stop buying the bonds on the federal level, then the federal deficits, which are record amounts currently, become much more challenging for the U.S. to manage because the interest rates paid on the U.S. debt become higher. So you've got this very circular problem that the Fed is working with. If you're going to support deficit spending, you need low interest rates, and they're essentially keeping interest rates low by creating artificial demand. In any event, Deutsche Bank essentially says this can't last forever and inflation will come roaring back. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Update for June 14th, 2021. Just a fascinating set of issues on the Fed support, the views of inflation, and more. Thank you.